All right, I think item N. And I'd like to invite my colleague, Judge LaBarbera from San Luis Obispo County, to come on up and join us. Well done. He takes the direct approach.
But PJs do.
Exactly. All right.
Just jumped over that.
The action item here is funding San Luis Obispo's case management system, which was supposed to have been funded by the branch to assist them in their deployment of CCMS V4. Here's kind of the historical outline, and there's both our report from our committee as well as Judge LaBarbera submitted a report on behalf of his court. And here's the situation. This court has gone out on the limb three different times in terms of case management systems, only to have that limb sawed off. Not through any fault of their own. This is an extremely well-managed court. It does have a fund balance. It's worked frugally in order to maintain its operations. About 10 years ago, in 2001, this court was on the verge of deploying an ACS system, one of the case management vendors that's still active in California, and some of your courts may be on an ACS system at this point. And I happen to know this personally because, as a matter of disclosure, I represented the San Luis Obispo court in a situation involving a former IT director from the county of San Luis Obispo who had come on board. And at that time, they were talking about, well, you know, we were going to go in the ACS division direction, but now with the stand-up of the Southern California Regional Office, it looks like the branch wants to go in the direction of a statewide case management system. And so because of that, they abandoned their efforts on ACS and jumped on board to be one of the early adopters, one of the four early adopters who were ACS courts, including Fresno and a couple of others, to take the criminal case management V2 system. That effort went on from about 2002 until 2004, and because of various logistical issues, it turned out that Fresno was the only court where V2 was deployed, and that left San Luis Obispo kind of out there after a significant effort in terms of trying to roll out V2 and deploy V2 in their court. In 2004, in 2007, we decided to go in the direction of V4 as the final ultimate system for the courts statewide. And San Luis Obispo, having waited patiently from 2001 until 2007 to get a case management system, agreed to jump on board as an early adopter court and have spent the last 5 years up into March 27th waiting for that effort to come to fruition so they could have a case management system. Now, their case management system itself, it's a disaster. It's on the verge of failing. It periodically goes out. It's a combination of a COBOL-based old sustained system and a DOS-based old sustained system covering different case types, as well as, I think, what you've got, a number of 21 other
20.
20, 20 other cobbled together systems. These systems are 30 plus years old. There are the vendor doesn't support the systems anymore. They're not updated. They're not maintained. And I think the only person that knows about one of your systems is retired and 80 years old. Do I have that right?
Yes.
They have been a strong supporter, to their detriment, it turns out, of the court's efforts to have a statewide system. You folks yourself know that during this past year, Judge Crandall, the immediate past PJ from San Luis Obispo, has come up repeatedly to support the effort on V4. And now they have pretty much nowhere to go unless they acquire a case management system. The committee has discussed this. It was a fairly late-breaking issue in terms of dealing with the issue. We've had a couple of meetings on it. Last Monday, we developed a – we originally were looking at two proposals. Number one, fund San Luis Obispo so they could acquire the software, acquire the hardware, and pay the development costs for a case management system for them since they're not getting the V4 case management system. And the alternative proposal was not give them any money. And those were the proposals that were presented by staff, and I think that's part of the idea that all options are put out on the table. We met again last Monday and thought on the suggestion of one of our members that we might have a middle road that went in a different direction, and that's option one in your report. After that was without consultation with San Luis Obispo. That was a discussion and agreement among ourselves. And when San Luis Obispo was provided with that option, it's basically a non-starter because that option really was an option that, again, extended the sort of like carrot out in front of them without any surety of having actual funding at the end of the day. It would have required them, before we made a final decision regarding funding, to engage in the actual process of going through the request, the RFP process, which is, for those courts that have gone through that, I think Kim Turner and Alan Carlson, anybody else that's at the CEO level can verify this. This is an extremely time-consuming process in terms of what the court has to put into going forward with the process, and it would not be completed. I think, what's our timeline on the RFP, like 4 months?
It's been posted, and it would be completed with selection and negotiation sometime in the early fall.
So they'd have to go through all of that process, and I think as part of our report, we do have a sort of like punch list of what it's about 20 items long that they would have to go through, diverting staff, and then not have the benefit, if you will, of knowing whether they had funding at the end of that effort. So we have not had the time to have a committee meeting per se since our decision to recommend option one, but individually talking to all of the members of the committee and the members of the committee, if anyone disagrees with this, tell me. We've really concluded that option one is a non-starter for San Luis Obispo, and what we really should be faced with at this point is whether we recommend up to $3 million, that is funding that was originally supposed to go to Ventura County, and it's out of the 10-11 budget year. It is out of trial court trust funding from the 10-11 budget year. It was supposed to support Ventura as an early adopter. When Ventura decided that it didn't want to go forward as an early adopter, that funding remained encumbered, and so it would be available to support the acquisition of software, hardware, and pay the deployment costs for San Luis Obispo. And Zlyko, I think, will address that in some detail in a moment. And I think I can also say on behalf of the committee, and then correct me if I'm wrong, that there is support among a substantial numbers of the committee. I don't know whether it's unanimous or not, but to look at option three, which is to keep that $3.31 million encumbered so that the San Luis Obispo can acquire a system. So with that, Judge LaBarbera, do you, on behalf of your court, have anything you want to say?
I do. Thank you. All right. Well, good morning to everyone, Madam Chief Justice, members. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the chance to talk to you. I'm hopeful that you all did read our separate fact sheet, which does put together the kind of the sorted timeline that we've been dealing with. We did begin this process in 99. We did seek, with AOC's help, but our own money to do the first system. Again, for whatever reason, it didn't proceed. And then we went to V2, and that was pretty much, I don't want to say we were forced, but we were encouraged when the region became the southern region, and then we were supposedly in collaboration with Ventura on the V2. Again, we had money, but that was going to be at no cost to us, so we decided we'd do it. We worked on that. Each time that we have tried to develop the system and try to be cooperative with AOC, we have used our experienced staff to build the system, to train people to work on it, to test it. And so we would hire temporary people to take their place, which impacted our operations three times now. Our staff each time has been extremely enthusiastic about the program. I know the Chief Justice visited us, whenever that was, Chief, I don't remember, but it was a while ago, and I'm sure she saw the energy for the V4. It was the same for V2. We absolutely endorsed it. The staff embraced it. As was said, Judge Crandall was up here, the previous PJ, Judge Tangerman. We, at every chance, tried to do what we could do to help not only our court, but the statewide solution, if you will. The result was we built a reputation for good hard work, good organization, and we were able to, I believe, get V4 ready. I think it did work. The chief mentioned it worked. Other people have mentioned it worked. And for budget reasons and other reasons, it's gone. But we absolutely made a commitment to make it work, and I think we were about to accomplish that when the sad tale began. So we were, once again, without a system. We've been without a system for 12 years. It's been really dysfunctional for the last six. We really don't have a civil system at all. Our criminal system is on a mainframe, which is costing us roughly $500,000 a year. It used to cost $1 million. We reduced the cost. It was so pathetic, we couldn't even get an itemized billing from the county for the mainframe. We got charged every stroke that we utilized the mainframe. So basically, we're still limping along with this criminal system. We really don't have a civil system. We have these 20 other applications to work traffic and some other aspects of our work. But the end result is we cannot improve efficiency. We cannot do anything along the lines of what Orange County was able to do and some of the other counties. Just last 6 weeks ago, we closed down our public computer, which would allow public access to our records, if you will, because we couldn't separate those records out that were not available, should not be public. Treatment courts, people who got dismissals, we could not separate it out. And so we just closed it, and now we have to do all that by hand. Susan Matherly was unable to be here today. Her position is that we might actually end up back to manual if we don't get something soon. It's that bad. We simply don't have any way to generate civil work. And the criminal work is pretty much the mainframe, which eventually is going to go away as the county. About everybody's off the mainframe now. It's just us and one other agency. So we are a collaborative court. Our partners embrace this process. The AOC staff was down to see them numerous times, assuring them that we would be able to institute V4. They spent staff time. They spent money. And they are very interested in an integrated system. We believe we can put together an integrated system. I do want to mention that because it's out to an RFP, obviously you all know it's going to be a competitive process. I would be surprised if it came near the 3.3 or 6 million. But we are a frugal court. We will not spend one nickel that doesn't have to be spent. That's why we have a fund balance. I mean, we have had a hiring freeze probably 6 years now. We have not hired any non-essential people. We've got two managers that we have not replaced. We have done furloughs. We've done cost savings. We are a frugal, well-managed court, and if we get this funding, we will manage it well, and I think you'll be proud of what we come up with, and I think it will help other courts. Somebody want me to stop? I will.
I like that.
So?
Go ahead.
I want you to finish. I'll make a motion. I'm ready to make a motion.
But I am finished, I guess.
So he is finished, and he's ready for someone's motion?
Discussion after motion.
We have discussion after a motion.
I move approval of option number 3.
I'll second that.
Second by Judge Jackson. Discussion. Judge Wesley.
You know, I usually vote no on these things, but I'm not going to in this case. But I do. I'm not going to be on the council next year, and I. There are a lot of courts that are spending their reserves right now on IT systems, mm-hmm. and they're going to see the council giving child court trust fund money to San Luis Obispo. I talk to Citizens Matters. They need a system. I don't question that at all. But you're going to have to distinguish this court, and I guess the case is made that they invested time and energy and money for CCMS and they didn't get it. But there are other courts that have delayed their IT systems waiting for CCMS also that are going to be coming to you and saying, give me money, and you're not going to have the money. So you're making a choice here. And I'm not saying it's a bad choice. I'm just saying you're making a choice where other courts are going to come to you, and you should be prepared for them to come to you and say, why give them and not me? I've already heard it at meetings with the child court presiding judges. We don't always hear it here, but I'm sure David Rosenberg has heard it also. So I'm saying, understand what you're getting into when you take trial court trust fund money, even though it's encumbered, because if you don't use it, it goes back to the trial court trust fund and can be used by other courts. So understand that when you do this, you're setting up the council for a lot of requests from a lot of different courts. Having said that, Los Angeles also has the exact same systems, COBOL and Sustained DOS. Jim and I disagree on the workarounds on them, but we have those basic systems that are legacy systems that are also failing. Only if I came to you from Los Angeles and said, give me money, it wouldn't be $3 million. It would be more than your entire IT budget right now. So I'm just telling you that in the future, I may come back to this court as, you know, when I become presiding judge of Los Angeles, I may come back here and say, oh, my God, I've got IT problems too. And I'm going to be saying, and we're an early adopter of CCMS also. And so I'm just making the point. I'm going to vote in favor of this because I think your court needs this and the money has been encumbered. But I'm making a point that we're treating you special, different from other courts, and recognizing that today.
Alan Carlson, then Justice Ashman Gersh, Judge Baker, David Yamasaki, and then Mary Beth Todd, and Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief, and I'll tease David. I'm still going to be on the council next fall, but I still can't vote. Of all the execs I've talked to, and I haven't talked to all 58 of them, I don't know a single one that begrudges SLO getting the money. And they will begrudge anybody else getting it, but we the branch owe San Luis a system, and nobody has a problem from the exec side of giving them the money for that.
Thank you. Justice Ashman Gersh.
I think that there's another case to be made. I mean, Judge Wesley makes the case that we're giving them special treatment and we may, you know, regret it later on in other courts. But I think there's another case to be made. I think that when you take a look at this survey, you've got 31 courts that want to be part of a consortium, and that includes San Luis Obispo. They're going to go out and do this, I believe, as a template for many other courts. So even though the money is going to be spent initially tied to San Luis Obispo, and Jim should correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that we will be able to use this as a template for many other courts and save a lot of money for a lot of other courts.
Thank you. Judge Baker?
Well, I think Judge Wesley makes some good points. I favor the motion. Too, but insofar as the distinction, I think it's an easy distinction to make here. They have the need. They detrimentally relied upon the council's assurance that they'd be an early adopter court. They were a team player in the development of CCMS and did product testing for us. And most importantly, this is not a bridge too far. We back on March 27, 2012, we specifically carved out SLO as a court that we were going to quote from, I think, the motion back then, that we would develop alternatives for the Superior Court of San Luis Obispo County to meet its current case management system needs. So we made that promise back when we pulled the ripcord on CCMS. So I think today we need to make good on it.
Thank you. David Yamasaki.
Thank you, Chief. So I'm an advisory member, and I can't vote on this, but if I were, I would certainly vote in favor for this reason. I don't view this approval as a gift to San Luis Obispo. I view it as a partnership for the entire branch to move forward past CCMS, because there's another option that we have. We need to find automation solutions for this branch. This is the maiden voyage. I think we should applaud San Luis Obispo for being upfront, being able to take that risk and show us the failures or the successes, presumably more successes than the other. But it's not a gift to San Luis Obispo. And I assure you, having been involved with the deployment of a system in a court, it is one of the most difficult tasks that a court will face. And they will have financial burdens that they will have to assume over and above the cost of the project, in addition to the taxing impact on the resources, the diminished resources, staff resources that they will have.
Thank you. Mary Beth Todd? Okay.
I share Judge Wesley's concerns. I certainly have every empathy with San Luis Obispo and wouldn't wish what they've gone through on any other court. You know, needing new case management systems, like needing new heart or a new brain, it's what runs our courts. But I want to ask a question, because I think this is going to set a roadmap for moving forward, and as other courts find themselves in the same situation, as far as the due diligence from the financial side, what I heard is they were paying $1 million. They're down to $500,000 a year on their maintenance. Was there any exploration on how those dollars could be leveraged to move San Luis Obispo forward with a case management system scenario? I'm not suggesting it from the standpoint I think San Luis Obispo needs to do that, but I think as other courts come forward, we need to start working with those courts to help them take the dysfunctional dollars they're spending now and see how they can be re-leveraged so that perhaps we're not having to fund an entire system. It's a matter of assisting so these courts can get up and running, and then they can start to reap a return on investment that somehow might come back. I think we really have to think this all the way through. If you've got a good functional system, I can only imagine you're spending a lot of time right now because of your disparate systems, and that you will see efficiencies and you will see a return on investment. And I think maybe not for San Luis Obispo, but as we move forward with these projects, we need to be thinking in those terms. What do you have that we can leverage? What do you hope to gain that can be leveraged? And look at a process for assessing how we can move these projects forward as efficiently as possible.
Thank you. Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you. From time to time, as a trial judge, I'm called upon to make unusual case findings. And I think the San Luis Obispo has made the case for an unusual case finding. Clearly, there are many other trial courts that are currently or soon will be in need of new systems. But in this case, I think the factors support San Luis Obispo based on the history. And I agree with Justice Ashman Gerst. You're going to be kind of the Leif Erickson here. Mm-hmm. For many other trial courts, and I expect you will not mess it up. You will do a very good job, but you will be setting many precedents for other courts, and I'm certainly hopeful that many courts, maybe most courts, can go a similar route, and we can have a level of interconnectivity statewide.
Thank you. Judge O'Malley.
Contra Costa is going to be one of those courts, and so we're hoping that you're going to streamline this process for us. You're probably going to spend, you know, more money, your own money, in addition to this that we give you to complete this process, and I'm hoping that as you get through it, you know, it will be down in such a way that my court's not going to have to spend the amount of money that you are going to have to spend for this deployment. So I thank you for taking the lead on this. I'm more than happy to give you this well-deserved money. It's not a gift. You deserve it. And again, you are going to be leading the path for courts like mine who are in a very similar situation so that we are going to be able to benefit from your hard work and the future money that you're going to have to spend for deployment. So again, thank you.
Thank you.
So we've had the motion and the second. Any further discussion before I call the vote? All in favor of option 3, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Matter carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.